Okay, today's daf is daf Nun Aleph, and last year we ended the shir, sorry, with the Shlosha Malachim and Arba Hediot en Mechelek Olam Haba, and the three Malachim were Achav, Yerovam, and Menashe. And the question is, what was different about those Malachim? And what we explained, we finished the shir, is they all had some sort of chiddush. And the question the Gemara asked was, okay, what was the chiddush by Yerovam? And he said he made these two Egle Zahav. But the question was, but we saw by, as I explained, maybe not so clearly, but in toward last year, but by Mamarasina they had Egle Zahav, golden calves. What was the Chiddush there? It wasn't so clear. Korbaneda says that he made double, if you like, because by, it seemed to be, again, I'll just go over this again to make it clearer, it seemed to be the way the Gemara was explaining it, there were multiple Egels by Har Sinai and one head Egel, and it seemed to be that Yerovam made a two head, two Egels. Some sort of chiddush there. It's not so clear what it was. Okay, let's continue. Now the Gemara says, "What about Achav? Chimas Achav." So, "Ktiv vayaben akel lechto bechatot Yerovam ben Nevat." So, what happened with? Sorry, just go a bit. No, yeah, Yerovam ben Nevat. So the Gemara says, "V'halo kulotav shel Achav hem chamurotav shel Yerovam." What he's saying is the Achav seemed to take what Yerovam did and took it to the next level. He was like much more chamur. So the question is, now the way we have it in the Mishnah, we actually have it's not a question because the order of Mishnah is Achav Yerovam and Menashe. But it seems to be the way that according to the reading of Gemara now have it was actually Yerovam was first. So the question is, why was Yerovam mentioned first if Achav was sorry, Achav was much worse? So she no, Shehu he was the instigator, the beginning. Some of the beginning, even if the magnitude wasn't as large compared to some that came after, is worse. So the question is, what did he do? Garma, he would adorn himself. Every day, Asratei Latia, that was his general. He came before Chiel. Anitav, how much am I worth? Today. Such and such. And give that over to Avodah Zarah. Like you sold yourself over. So the giving over was the fact that he sort of gave a dedication based on his value to this Avodah Zarah. Okay. So Rav Levi Ava Darish Hadinkra. Sorry, Ashata meaning Shesh Yarchim Lignai. He would Darish this, took him 6 months Lignai. Regarding Achav, it says, "Rak lo ya ka Achav asher itmaker lasot hara b'nei Asher." So we use Dorish to expound all the ra that Achav did. At la gabi b'leila, one time at night, Achav came to Levi in a dream. Amalei machatitlach uma sarachit. What did I do to you, kadamach, in front of you? Ad itlach reisha de psuka. You only dorsed the first part of the pasuk, v'leilach ha'sofi, but you ignored the second part of the pasuk, which is asher heisata oto Izebel ishto. That Izebel ishto was instigating and motivating, and she was the driving force behind what he was doing. So ava darish leishita. So therefore, he took the next 6 months yarcha l'shvach and dorsh to the benefit, if you like, of Achav. Rak lo ayaka Achav asheisita oto Izebel ishto. Okay. In his days, Bana Chiel Beit Ha'eli et Yericho. So Chiel ended up building Yericho, but Aviram Bechoro Yesada with his Bechor, meaning the foundation delayed. What do you mean Bechor? Meaning his son, his Bechor died. Ubesugov, which was his last son, Tziroi. So as he built Yericho, all his sons passed away. Okay? From the foundations all the way to the final doors. The Gemara says, Chiel min Yehoshaphat. Yericho mi Binyamin. So why is it saying in this pasuk, why is it an association with Achav? When I'll just show you the Korban Eda, he says, Mamlach, he was Mimachut Yoshafat, Kolomar Iro Hayab Macha Yehuda, Shemalko Al Binyamin, was already moving there, U Beta Eli, Hainu Beit El, also was in Binyamin, Vierecho Namia Ben Binyamin, everything was under really Yoshafat. Why is it associated with the days of Achav that Chiel built this? Meaning he was in a different malchut. So Tvehavalatlot, it should have connected the kilkul, the mistake he made with Yoshaphat, and not with Achav. Because it was Yoshaphat, which was under his, if you like, jurisdiction, that he should have been the one to step in. Gemara says that actually no. It says, "Ba'avira b'chu." Well, Mr. Bit, Chiel min Yoshevat Yerachom Yemin. Elash Megalgan is Schut al Zedakai Zakai v'chuva al Yedei Chayav. So Megalgan here, the Korban Eder says, "Al Yedei Shai," because he was a tzad tzva abachav. Maleli bola. So that's what gave him the confidence to do this. For Lo Shamala Melech, and therefore he didn't. That's why he didn't leave Yoshevat. In other words, Yoshevat didn't have the capacity, if you like, to give him tochacha to stop him. Because of what? Because of his position as a general for, if you like, Achav. V'chen omer ba'aviram b'choro yesadav v'sogov siro yitziv lo tayav. And the question is, the Gemara says, ba'aviram b'chor lo haya me'ayen, so me'ayen l'mod. He had nowhere to learn. In other words, the fact that his b'chor died when he first started laying the foundations, that itself is not so, if I mean, it's tragedy, but it's not so incriminating. Meaning, he didn't know that it was necessarily because of, I'll show you here. Mash, 1 second. He says, yes. Lo haya lo lilmon, the middle of Korban Eder b'sogov, she'ala b'dato lomar klilat Yoshua, eino elo l'doro. Because he may have thought that the whole klala that Yoshua said, that anyone who builds Yericho, that offspring will die, he may have thought, oh, well, that might have just applied to his generation. But this was many, many years later. And he also, v'daik le mikalalat Moshe, shalot kameh b'achav, as we'll see later on, that seems to be the klala of Moshe wasn't applying to Kalab, that was to Achav in terms of being involved in the Vodazara. That's something we'll reach later on. But the point is, I'll skip the rest of the Korban Eder. The point is you could say that, okay, with the first child, maybe thought it was just, you know, bad luck, bad timing, not necessarily associated with the klala. However, after his children were dying, by that stage, when his children are dying, he should have put two and two together. So lefisha ratzula bo itmom amamonam veshata bo meira v'yumetmolim v'ochim lekayem. We'll get to that in a minute. But it says because he wanted to increase his wealth, that's why he continued. Veshalta, and this curse ended up being sholet on him. Vaya mitmotetim, and the children were declining v'ochim lekayem and declining v'ochim lekayem to fulfill the pasuk k'davar Hashem take it away like Israel, because that's not part of the pasuk. Asher diber b'yad bo Yeshua bin Nun. Okay, he says, then that next passage that talks about Chiel building Yericho is followed immediately by K'tiv v'yom Eliyahu atishbi mitoshav ha-gilad el achav. Chai Hashem Elokei Yisrael shamadi lafanav. This is where Eliyahu comes before Achav and says, makes a shvua, if you like, that it will not rain. Im yoshani ma'ele talo matar ki im lafi dvari. The Gemara says, v'chi ma'inyan zelazeh. How did one story connect to the other that one seemed to follow from the other in the Chumash? The Gemara says, Elamar Kadosh Baruch Hu Liyalu Hashem Sev Yahu. Hadin Chiel Gavur Rabba. Chiel is a great person. Izal Chamil Apen. Go to him to Menachem Avil. Amarli Leina Mezal. I'm not interested. I don't want to go. So Amarli Lama Hashem says, why do you want to go? So Amarli Dina Mezal. I'm going to go. Begin Amri Milin Demachisin Lacha. They're going to say things that are going to anger you. But then Yacholim say, I can't sit there and bear it. So I don't want to be in that environment. So Amar Lei Ve'in Amri Mila De Mechasa Li Kol Mad At Gaza An Mekayim. He says, okay, go there. If they say anything that's going to anger me, whatever you decree, I'm going to Mekayim. And therefore Eliyahu went. As of Ishkun Asikin Bahinkra, they were dealing dafka with this pasuk. It's interesting during the Avelut. Ve'ishpa Yoshua Ben Teila Mor Aru Ha'ish Alifnei Hashem Asher Akim Ubanai Teira Zot. Cursed the man who builds up Yericho. Now with his firstborn, he will lay the foundation. But sorry, and with his youngest, he will place in the doors. So Amma Baruch Hu. So he said, Baruch Hashem Alam de Tzadikaya, the God of the Tzadikim. If you like, to Mekaya Mili de Tzadikaya. Do you see here that they fulfilled the words of Yeshua in this case of Chiel? So Bahavitan Achav was there. Amma Lo Nachav Mi Gadol Mi. Who's bigger than who? Moshe or Yeshua? Amrin later said to him, Moshe is bigger. Amrlo, but Torato shel Moshe katuv etzeh shishem alechem penyitel avechem vesatem vavatem lohim acharim ishtachavitem ahem. Be careful not to do avodah zarah. Or what does it say after it? Moshe Rabbeinu says in the Torah, well, it says in the Torah, v'chara af Hashem ba'bachem v'atzat shemol yematar. And immediately you assume everyone does avodah zarah. It's meant to be not raining. And Yachav says, v'loi nachti avodah zarah shba'olam. I've done every type of avodah zarah. Shelo avadati. There's nothing that I haven't done. Le'sho avadati ta. And all manner of good and prosperity is in my generation. He says, I seem to be doing fine. He says, Mili de Moshe lo kaman. The words of Moshe have been mekuyam. have it applied. Umiloi the Yeshua makim, and the words of Yeshua think of Makayim. Okay, he just said ignore that. It's nothing to do with it. In fact, your children died. It's just, if you like, bad luck. Amalei Yeshua, im kitvarecha, having hearing these words, what did he say? Chai Hashem Elokei. Now we can understand why Chiel, the story of Chiel, is followed immediately by you, Eliyahu, just opening up with these words of this declaration, because it seemed to be at the Shiva house. Says Chai Hashem Elokei, so Hashem amarati lefanav, im yashani ma'ele talamatar, ki im lefi dvari, there won't be any rain. So Kivan Shema, Ken, he till bochei began to cry. Now you've got to be careful here, because the way Panei Yeshua says, it doesn't really... Achav didn't respond to this case with crying. It was a different case. Kumar, Kumasha Matsinu Gamma Masa and Denavot. This much later on, the field of Denavot, where he, through the recommendations of his wife, he ended up killing him in order to get the field with trumped up charges. It says, Shaya, Achav Nichna Kishamat Vrim Mipi Eliyahu. When he heard these words from Eliyahu, V'chen Boto Pama Nichna Bilboche. So we're looking at another case where he ended up crying. We have Mefurash who cried. And he said he must have done the same thing at the Shiva. That's why Panei Moshe says. Hadi Yadichtiv says, Vayikishmo Achavet Varim Ha'ele, Vayikrai Tor his garments, Vayasem Sak Ab Saroi, Shkin Sakloth, Vayatzom Vayishkab Besak Vayahalech At. People will put Sakloth on, and he walked At. What At is, we'll see soon. So Kamanita, how long did he afflict himself? Shalosha Ot Nitanei, or 3 days. Sorry, 3 hours. What do you mean 3 hours? Im Ayalamud Lechol B'Shalosh. If he ate like normal kings, 3 hours into the day, achal, you only ate 6 hours. If you ate like 6 hours into the day, machal lechol b'shesh, achal b'tesha. So he, in other words, he had a partial, if you like, delaying of food. That was some sort of Kabbalah. What's v'yelacha at? What does it mean when at? Mal at? Reb Shimon bar Lakish says, ha'isha malecha chef, you walk barefoot. Ktiv, v'yi devar Hashem Eliyahu atishpi lemo hara'ita nichna achav milfanai. Did you see how the achav humbled himself in front of me? See this good portion I put in this world. Adam chotel alfanai. If someone sins, kama ve'ose tshuva, and he does tshuva, v'ani mekabel, I'll accept it. Hadidichtiv, hareti ki nichna. I've seen that, if you like, hareta, sorry, that ki nichna achav lefanai. Chamita achav, he did tshuva. Yan ki nichna, because he subjugated mipanai, lo avi ara, because of that, I will not bring evil in his generation. So it was mekabel that tshuva. However, be made bano in the generation of his child, Abiyarai Belto, I'll bring evil to his household. Okay. Now we've seen Yerovam, we've seen Achav, now we're seeing Achaz. It says, Oma Vichima Asa Achaz, Al Yedei Shibana. Sorry, by the way, Achaz is not one of the three mentioned in the Mishnah. It says Al, once again, I think I saw something here. Yeah, it says Ra'a, in other words, it says Vichima Asa Achaz. What's this key ba'azara? He built a chair. It says Ra'a Chadasha Shalon Asa Milfanav. There's some sort of novelty that he did. What was the novelty there? He built a chair in Azara to sit on it. Hadi Dichtiv, as it says, Ve'et Mosaf Shabbat Asher Banu Bebeit, etc. In the Beis Hamikdash, the pasuk, full pasuk. The gusa change here because there's Ulam Kise, but it's not that. The pasuk is, if you have a look, it says on the side Zulula. It says Ve'achelu. Let me get the pasuk right. It says Ve'achelu be'echad lachodesh harishon lakadesh b'yom shmona lachodesh ba'u le'ulam Hashem v'kadshehu et beit Hashem le'yamim shmona v'yom shilachad lachodesh harishon lakabir. Okay, I'm not sure what the pasuk is. I've got it on the side here. Maybe I got it wrong. Something's not right. Okay, beset, it doesn't matter. Let's continue. Okay, Rav Chunya says b'shem Rav Elazar, lama nikra shmo achaz? Why should achaz b'bate knesiot b'benud? He closed. Achaz is like to grab hold of, but he closed all the shuls and the bate midrash. Lama yach achaz domeh? What is similar to the menach sha'alo beno? A king had a child, a masalob pedigog. He gave him over to officer to look after, to raise him. And the pedigog wanted to kill the son. If I kill the son directly, the king's going to kill me. I'm going to remove the minika, the midwife. And therefore the son will die on his own. That's what Achaz said. Achaz. If there are no young goats,
Minikato is a midwife or is it a wet nurse?
Wet nurse. So my mistake. So minika is wet nurse. Sorry, whatever need to feed. I meant that. Sorry, my mistake. If there's no young kids, there will be no goats. If there's no goats, there's no tzon, there's no flock. In other words, if I stop The two people learning Torah young, they'll be Tabra Chachamim. So in Tashim and Shim in some in Roe, there's no Shepanim in Roe, in Olam there's no world in Ra'ah in Roe, Kibiachol, finish the sentence. He's fighting against the Hashem. Kachayacha achas savu, he thought badata lomar. Im ain't ktan, if there's no ktanim, there's no gdolim. Im ain't gdolim, there's no chachamim. Im ain't chachamim, ain't nevi'im. If there's no nevi'im, ain't rocha kodesh, ain't rocha kodesh, ain't bate knesset, or ben rejshah, ki b'yachol, ain't HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashlesh chinato shel al Yisrael. This is his tactic. He thought, I can start at the ground level and have a strategy to get a means of HaKadosh Baruch Hu chinah not being part of Am Yisrael. Chas v'shalom. Rav Yaakov Bar v'shem Rav Achas is mitle min hayd from the following. V'chikteiti la'Hashem amastir panav mi'beit Yaakov. This is a pasuk Mishayahu. V'kiviti lo, the pasuk ends. I have hope in him. So it says, Ein chashak hashem ba'olam. There was no greater hour in the world. There was a more difficult. Shama lo kadosh baruch hu. Kadosh baruch hu said to Moshe, Anochi astir panav yom. I'm going to conceal my face. V'otosha, it says, V'kaviti lo. Kaviti lo is, again, this is a pasuk. It says, V'chikiti la'Hashem hamastir panav. V'kaviti lo. What's kaviti lo? Kiveti lo, sorry. Shama lo, in other words, Shama lo sina kiloti shakach mipizaro. That the Torah will never be forgotten. Umata mo'il is Yeshua was trying to say, if you like tachas. Ma mo'il, hine anochi v'aledim asher natan li Hashem, that me and my children that Hashem gave me, again, that pasuk is, hine anochi v'aledim asher natan li Hashem la'otot l'moftim b'Yisrael, mi'im Hashem tzvorot ha'shochem bar tzion. That he's saying that we're still engaging in Torah, and Torah will always continue. The Gemara says, what, his children, they were children? No, hello, tell me that. There were his students. Are you? Dear to him, like his children. Okay. Next in our list is Menashe. What was the chiddush of Menashe? K'tiv v'mayhem chalai chizkiyahu. Chizkiyahu fell sick. Lamot. It was gravely ill. And v'avo alav Elishayahu. Yishayahu k'ben amot came to him anavi v'omer alav k'om Hashem. This is a nevuah. Hashem said, Tzav lebeitecha, give instructions to your households. Ki metata, you're going to die velotichia, you're not going to recover. The Gemara says, now, interesting. What does it mean, met velotichia? Ki metata v'olam hazeh velotichia, you don't get it, you're not going to tchil olam haba. So, what? So, it's a bit shocked. What are you possibly wrong? Amalei v'lama. Why? What's such a harsh punishment? Amalei v'lobeit mekame lechaban. You didn't want to have any children. So, you chose not to. Amalei, lama lobeit mekame lech. Why? So, Yishayahu said to him, why didn't you want to have any children? So Amalei Chamita Anna, I saw making Barashi. One of my offspring is going to be so evil. Begin Ken Lo Ba'ita Mekami Banan. I didn't want to have any children. So Amalei Sabarti, marry my daughter. Dilmi Mina Minach. Meant for me and you. Maybe the schud of both of us. And Mekim Baranash Tov. You're going to have a good offspring. So Amar, it says Afa Gav. Nonetheless, Lo Kam. It didn't work. Ela Baranash Bish Hadahi. It was still a bad person, as well. You know, as soon was. Destiv. It says. The chelai is like a miser kelav ra'im. The Korbanet explains adam ashir ra achat shehu kamtzan. If you have a wealthy person, but if it's a kamtzan, goremet lo create a reality that his kelav will be ra'im. He's bad. His utensils will not be effective. Why? Afal pisha avot tzadikim. Even because you can have avot that are tzadikim gdolim. Ra, however. They can have one little bad thing about them, and that can create Gorem Shabbanayim Ra'im, can actually have an effect. It can be big at tzaddikim, but there's no tzaddik, there's a me'achuz tzaddik, and that one thing can have a detrimental effect. So, Amalei, lo lacha ani shamea. So, once again, Chizkiyahu said, I'm not going to listen to you. Ela, and any kofetz, Ela, lamasha amali zgeni, what my tradition from my father's household told me. If you see bad dreams or visions, chazion or kashim, kafot, jump towards, this is where you got to go, three things. By the time it's all, you'll be saved. What are they? Beloim, tfila, staka, and tshuva. There we are. Tshuva, tfila, staka. Those are the three things. Ushlot, and we learn from pasuked. What's the pasuk? It says, vikan'u ami, asher nikrash mi alehem, vitpalelu, well, that's tfila, viavekshu panai, they... Bakasha, they want on my face. What that mean? Zet Saka, she says, Ani betzedek echa ze panecha, that's a face. Panecha, I'll see your face through tzedaka. It says, Espa abehe kitz moratecha. It says, Vishuvim bidarchim marim, that's tshuva. What did it say in that pasuk after? I will forgive you and heal the land. It says miyad v'yasov. He turned. It's what's this pasuk? It says v'yasev. Sorry, v'yasev chizkel panav elakir. He turned towards the wall. V'palel al Hashem. The question is, what do you mean turn to the wall? Is literally this is where we're standing, face towards the wall? The Gemara understands something deeper here. La'ezekir nasa'inav. What wall, figuratively speaking, was he turning towards? So Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi says, Lekir asher rachav, the wall of rachav, nasa'inav, haso, ki beita bekir, her house was in the wall of the city in Yericho, ubachama, and she sat by that wall. That's where he or Sheva, that's where she lived. Amalafana ribbon shalom, rachav saved shtena fashot, she hitzila, lacha. She saved the two spies that came to Yericho. She looked after them, hid them, and held them escape. And therefore, as a reward, how many souls did you save before? The Narim came to take her out. And all her family, entire family. They saved them from the war when they destroyed Yericho. However, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says even more. Tani Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, mafilo ay mishpachotei ma'atayim anashim, v'achu v'nigum ma'atayim mishpachot. Let's say a family was 200 people, and they were all attached to, and they, like extended out, other people attached to them. Kulu ayu nitzalim. Anyone who was attached to her, even by a second degree, it sounds like, was ended up being saved. So therefore, avotai shekavu lecha kol hagerim, my father, this is from the Malchut Beit David, right? That all that was makar, all these gerim were megaron in their time. Halalu, so in other words, I, if you like, saved, well, I have a schut of saving many men at nefashot, therefore give me my nefesh. Teni et nafshi. Reb Shmuel ben Nachman amar, no, v'nasayit nabikira shesh. He pointed, he looked at the wall of the Shunamit, Isha Shunamit. Naseh, she made this, na aliyat kir katan, that's what the pasuk says, also a reference to a kir de katana, for Elisha. That was for Elisha when he would come. So Amar lefanav, Ribono shel Olam, Shunamit kir echad, she only made one wall, asa Elisha, v'chitat banah, and he saved, and Elisha as a result brought life to her son. Avotai shasu lecha, my fathers, who built the Beis Hamikdash, shasa lecha et shevach hazeh, ala kav kam v'chama shten li, and she also saved me. Rav Chanina says, no, it was a different kir. Amar natan la bikiro at Beis Hamikdash itself. Says v'ten sipa metzipi umuzatan etzem uzuzati v'akir beini uveinehem. Now this is a rebuke, actually, of the in Yecheskel of the people that lived mamash next to the Beis Hamikdash. Again, reference to kir, yeah, v'akir beini uveinehem. But nonetheless, we'll see in the passage it's different. Meaning, it says b'nei adam gdolim hayu, they were great, v'lo hayu cholim la'alot ulitpalel v'chol sha'a. They didn't go, or they couldn't go, or they didn't go to the Beis HaMikdash. Nonetheless, they were davening at home. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'aleh alehem ki ilu nitpalelu b'Beit HaMikdash. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu considered as if they were davening the Beis HaMikdash. Avotai she'asu lecha et kol ha'shevach hazeh, meaning building the Beis HaMikdash itself, they should give me tanit nafshi. Rabbanan Amri says, Natana b'kirot libo. No, he turned to the chambers of his heart, as they say. Shenemar me'ay ma'ay, which is inside zochila, as in achila lakeh, right? It's the shattered. Kirot libi, the walls of my heart, humali. Libi, my heart, lo acharish, will not be silent. So amela b'nei Kodesh Baruch Hu. Chizarti, I actually did introspection. Al matayim v'arba'im, v'ushmona ivarim on the 240 limbs shenatata bi, you gave me. V'lo matzati shekaasti yotcha. I found that in one of these limbs did I anger you. V'chad mehem. Al-chaka makama, tinaten, give me my life. Then it says, v'kitiv, got another nevuah, came to Yishayahu. V'yi devar Hashem al Yishayahu. Lemor, haloch v'amarta el Chizkiyahu, ko amar Hashem Elohei David avicha, shamati tfilatecha, heard your davening, ra'itim echa, saw your tears, hineni yosif al yamecha, I'm going to give you 15 more years. So amar lei, kadun amrit lei, hachin, kadun amrit lei hachin, Shaul says, 1 second, a few minutes ago, and told me we're going to recover. Now you want me to go back and saying he's going to actually live another 15 years? Amalei, he said, Gavarabahu v'leitu mehemanti. That he's a great person, you're not going to believe me. So don't worry, he says. Hashem said back to Yeshua, says, Now Amalei, im v'nsaginhu, he's a big anav. Who man will trust you? V'lo od el adayin lo yatzar havarabahu, meaning the coal hasn't gone into the city, meaning he was able to repair it so quickly. As it says, v'yi Yeshua lo yatzar chatzer tichona. What's chatzer? Meaning it says ha'ir k'tiv, so the word had not had yet spread, so that he would, again, I guess I'm staying here, that it would be a speed, but also that it would be believed. Now it says, however, kadakam Menashe, when he came on, havi pari chor yisha, you chased Yishael. Ba'ilam mikdaluni, he wanted to kill him, by arak min kadmoyi, and he ran away. Arak la'arza, he went into by a cedar tree, umivla ba'arza, and to hide, he somehow went inside the tree itself. However, chaset tzitzitu legulte, but his sister was sticking out of the tree. Atun va'amrim kadmoy, they went to tell Menashe, Amrale, Azun v'nasrun arza. Do you know what? Just cut the tree down. And if you cut the tree and he's hiding inside it, that's what's going to happening to that. It will effectively kill Yishael. V'nasrun arza, they came and cut the tree. V'itkame dama negad. And they saw blood coming out. He killed him. And it says, V'lo ava Hashem lisloach. Min HaKadosh Baruch Hu could not forgive him. Mikan, so you see from here, she'ein lo chelek la'atid lavo. This is how he lost his chelek olam. By killing this Navi. Ha'aktiv, it says, Biglal Chatot Menashe ben Chizkiyahu. Sounds like, oh, it's got Milvad, but the changes Biglal. Sounds like there were many sins. Biglal Chatot Menashe ben Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda. So the Gemara says, no, Neima Adlo Yachzur Bey. This was prior to him doing tshuva. But once he did tshuva, still there was one thing, Lo'avo Esloach, which was killing Navi Asher. Okay? Yeah, so he's killing his grandfather, he killed his grandfather in law, the Navi. Okay, let's continue. Grandfather. Sorry, my mistake. It says, Alkol HaKasim Asher Chis Menashe. It sounds like there are many things. Neymar, once again, Achla HaTzachudah. Now the Gemara says, once again, active, ki, it says, my mistake, sorry. Yeah, ki hu amon hir ba'ashma. Ki omar ashma, the Gemara, the Kormanaz says, mashma sha'ashamot Menashe aviv haya kayam. He did, Amon seemed to do everything that his father did. But it says, va'od ayachan, if that's the case, how can you say that Menashe killed Yishayahu when Amon didn't kill a Navi Hashem? If we're trying to say the pasuk suggesting Amon did everything his father says, no, lo sif al chidash. No, not that he added, but he was mechadesh something, meaning he did added something that his father hadn't done. And what was that? The Korban fills in the blanks for us here. It says Amon hosif amlechto ela shechidesh. He had a relationship with his mother. Okay. Ma'aktiv, it says, V'gam dam naki shafach Menasher, habre me'od, ad asher mileh et Yerushalayim mipeh lepeh. It seemed to be he spilled so much blood that it filled Yerushalayim. It says, V'chi afshar levasar v'dam lemalot Yerushalayim dam naki peh lepeh. How's it possible? From what it sounded like from one end to the other. So Ella no Sharag Yishayahu, this is the proof they killed Yishayahu. Shah Shakul, he was like Moshe Rabbeinu. Dichtiv, you see the same lashon, pe el pe adaber bo, that Hashem spoke to Moshe pe el pe, and that's what it means here. Dam naki, he ended up shofich dam of mip dam. Sorry, dam naki pe le pe, meaning the dam of a person who is pe le pe shavu Moshe Rabbeinu. But Devar Hashem Moshe el Moshe ve'el amo v'lo ikshiv. Ve'aveh Hashem alayim et sarei tzva asher lemelech Ashur. So I said Moshe. Ve'aveh Hashem el Menashe, sorry. Ve'el amo v'lo ikshivo, they didn't listen to him. Ve'aveh, and therefore, this would make reference to this in the past, in the Mishnah. And he brought the sarei tzva of Ashur lemelech, ve'il could do it, Menashe, and they captured Moshe b'chochim. What are these chochim? Be'kirei menikaya. One understanding, the second, Targumonotan, the Korban, brings this shalshalim, which is like handcuffs or chains. So Amar Belevi. Mula, it sounds like shel nechoshet asulo. He put him in some sort of a dud, like a big cauldron. Venatan venatnu oto betocho v'masigin etachan. He put it in there and they lit up the fire. Kevan shatzaratot tzara. Once he saw he was in a pretty bad situation. Loach in yavod hazara ba'olam shelo yizkira. He mentioned every single avod hazara, trying himself in getting out of it. Kevan shorli, when he saw that it came to naught, lo ilo klum. Amar zachur, I remember. And Ishaya Abba, Makre Oti etapasuk. My father used to read me a pasuk in the Beit Knesset. Says Bechat Ramotzuachakolorim Ma'ela Barchit Amim. All when all these bad things happened in the day, Veshavta and you'll turn to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Lokecha. Veshamat Bekolog, this is words, Kikel Rachum, Hashem Lokecha. Lo Yerpecha V'lo Shechitecha, He's going to destroy you. V'lo Yishkach Et Brit Avotecha, Shenishpalem. Says Hare Ani Kore Oto, I'm going to call out to him. Imo Neoti Mutav. If he answers, great. Vim love, Hakol ap yeshavim. Then he's no different to chasvaram to all the other avodah zara. Vayomach haisharet mistamim et achalonot. The so-called spiritual windows that the tefillahs were going to come through, the malachim wanted to close him. Was a rasha. Shlo tal tefillato l'shem manash lefen hakadosh baruch hu. The tefillah will come before Hashem. Vayomach haisharet omrin. The malach haisharet said lefen hakadosh baruch hu. Ribbono shel olam, Adam she'avad avodah zara ve'emid tzelem ba'eichal. He did such bad avodah zara, and he also put an image in the eichal. Atam, you want to accept his tshuva? Amar lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Im eini mekablo b'tshuva, I don't accept the tshuva, harei ani do'el no'elet et ha'delet, b'fnei kol ba'al tshuva. Then all the ba'al tshuva, it's going to lock the door in their faces. People will think they'll never be able to do tshuva. Ma'asa l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hu chatar lo chatira mitach ha'kiseh. He sort of dug a hole, like a tunnel under his kiseh kavod. The windows are still shut, but he made another access path for the tshuva to come through. V'shamat chinato, when he heard this davening. Harechti v'itpalel ala vi'ater lo. Yater laws lashon of davening, but Yater, Amar Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon says, Baravia, Savrin, they would call a dechatra, a machteret, like a tunnel, an atarta, the same lashon. Says, Vyashi, when it was returned to Shlomo Lemalchuto, and that's why we had this debate in the Mishnah regarding whether Menashe is one of the ones mentioned. Okay? Yes, want to check something? Yes, fine. Let's continue, because if you remember, we saw Rabbi Yehuda says Menashe yesh lo chelak olam haba because of this, and the Chacham Yisrael was returned to his malchut, but not back, not his chelak olam haba. Okay, and it says because b'may shivah, how does it return? Shmuel bar Bina b'shem Rav Acha says beruach hashiva, storm came and picked him up. You like k'mat shem hashiva ruach. V'yeda Menashe ki Hashem hu alokim. Menashe knew that Hashem was really the only God. Amar Menashe, itan, there's a judge. There is judgment, itan, and there's a judge. Okay. Then we move on to the next person. We've done the Malachim, we're now going to the head Yotot. What did Bilam Rasha do? Al Yadesh Natan Eitzah LaBalak Ben Sipor. He gave the count, the Vita Eitzah, to Balak, sorry. La Pilat Yisrael Becharev, to end up, basically, at means of attacking and causing loss of life in Am Yisrael. Amar lo, he said to him, Elo Ashela Mazu, the God of this people. Who sones nut yets nut? Ella, how are you going to get to them? Cursing battle's not going to work. So therefore, him midu benotem benotechem zima. Make send your girls out. Vatem shultim bahem. As soon as they succumb to that temptation, then you'll get the upper hand. Okay? You know, instead of we'll continue here. We'll actually go from Balak next time. Let's read the next one. All right.
Well, everybody.
So
you.
Have a good Yom Tov.
Yontov, bye bye.